In March, Sue Today was informed by the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library that Norm Douglas would be visiting the city and signing copies of his book entitled You Be the Judge. Douglas is a well-known longtime Sault resident who served as Crown Attorney in this community and later as a judge with the Ontario Court of Justice in Southern Ontario. You Be the Judge, released in December 2023, includes details of 24 cases in which Douglas served as the prosecutor or the judge, including several homicide cases. The book invites readers to take the bench, examine the cases for themselves, and make their own judgments. I knew it would be interesting to speak with Douglas about his book and career, so I reached out to a public library staff member who made arrangements for me to contact the now-retired judge for a phone interview. I had never met the man, but I knew a little bit about him. His work as Crown Attorney in Sault Ste. Marie led Russell Colwell to be convicted of first-degree murder in the October 14, 1987 stabbing death of 14-year-old Patrizia Mastroianni inside a Cora Collegiate bathroom. In earlier years, as Assistant Crown Attorney, Douglas worked successfully to convict Alan Sweeney of murder in the April 5, 1975 slaying of Margaret Donovan, a 27-year-old mother of two in Sault Ste. Marie. I knew that Douglas was a no-nonsense, law-and-order man as every Crown Attorney should be. Many referred to him as Stormin Norman. Then of course there was his work as a judge. I had carefully prepared questions to ask him regarding his book, his career in the justice system, as well as biographical details about his life in the Sault and in Southern Ontario. However, as the day of my phone interview with Douglas approached, I became nervous. I thought, this man was a Crown Attorney and a judge. How will I keep calm while speaking to him? I've never been in trouble with the law, but I couldn't help but feel a timid sense of awe. To be honest, I expected our conversation would be one in which I would be spoken down to by a critical, stern man. I was wrong. After our conversation, which turned out to be a long and very pleasant one, it became clear I had known only a few facts about him. Not only had I never met him, but I also truly hadn't known anything about the man himself. All my fears were put to rest when he greeted me heartily over the phone. We did indeed speak about the serious nature of his career, but I also learned of his sense of humor, his love for hockey, and the fact he had been an Elvis impersonator. Most importantly, I learned we shared the same Christian faith and that while living in the Sault, he was a member of the same church I now attend. I purchased a copy of You Be the Judge, which he signed for me at Scripture Gift and Bookshop when he arrived in the Sault from his home in Southern Ontario to promote the book in April. That was the first time I met him in person. He gave me another hearty welcome and, to my surprise, he wasn't dressed in a conventional suit. He was dressed very hip. The following day was a Sunday and we had a chance to speak for a while at church. We've kept in touch and, during another visit by Douglas to the Sault over the summer, had lunch after church. On that occasion he humorously reminded me of my nervously addressing him as Mr. Douglas's during that first phone interview. Our server's name was Donna. He sang the first few words of the famous Ritchie Valens song Donna when she came to our table and comically voiced his approval of the meatball sandwich he ordered for lunch. Douglas is a buddy and a cool guy. It isn't often an interview leads to a friendship, but this one did. And for that, I feel truly blessed. This is my favorite Sault Today story for 2024. Click here to read my original story on Douglas that was published March 23. Over the course of this year, he has spoken to Village Media regarding Canada's justice system on Inside the Village. Is our justice system broken? We ask a judge. Douglas, though retired, continues to stand by family members of Patrizia Mastroianni as her convicted killer Russell Colwell was granted a temporary absence from prison with supervision in November. Douglas expressed his disapproval of that court decision to Sault Today in an article entitled Opinion, I Prosecuted the Cora Killer. He should never step foot outside of prison.